In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. The Word of God is not chained, but by the power of the Holy Spirit, it does what it says. We remember God saying, "Let there be light." And there was light. Oh, yes. And that was before the sun came. There was no creation of the sun at this time. S-U-N. But the glory of God lit up the earth. How we need the power of the glory. How we need the glory of God to fill us with the presence of God. All glory belongs to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He will not share his glory with anyone. But we need to know and feel and experience the glory of God. You know, I've often prayed with people, and they've fallen out over under the Spirit, and they say, I can't get up. There's a heaviness, and a heaviness of goodness. I said, because the glory of God has a weight of glory, and it's difficult to get up until after it lifts. You know how we need to hear the Word of God under the power of the glory, how we need to preach the Word of God under the power of the glory. The glory of God is wonderful. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I'm going to go over what I went over yesterday. I don't think that I did a very good job. I want to do a better job today by the grace of God. Chapter 18 of Luke. Then Jesus told them a parable about the need to pray always and not lose heart, not get discouraged. People say, you know, I've been praying for this for so long, and it hasn't happened. Not get discouraged. It's so easy to get discouraged. He tells us not to lose heart, not to get discouraged. He said, in a certain city there was a judge who neither feared God nor had respect for people. Now, I'm going to tell you, this is a bad judge. And it's going to compare the judge to God. God is good. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in the Son would have eternal life. God did not send the Son to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. In that city there was a widow who kept coming to the unjust judge and saying, "Grant me justice against my opponent." I pray for the same thing today, because I'm going against 10 or 11 opponents, but God is the only one that can win me justice. For a while he refused, but later he said to himself, "Though I have no fear of God, no respect for anyone, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will grant her justice so that she may not wear me out by continually coming." I tell you, if God is compared to an unjust judge, God is the just judge. God so loved the world. If the unjust judge will grant her request, what about God who gave us his only Son as a ransom for our sins? What about God who loves us so that he sent Jesus to die and rise for us? This unjust judge is not a good person, but God is awfully wonderful. He is filled with glory, and God will answer our prayers. Now, sometimes, you know what? Our prayers are not answered the way that we want them to be answered. That's real. And you say, you know, why did I not have enough faith? You know, I have no idea why it didn't happen. I have prayed for my father, and my father got prayed for by all the strong men and women of God in 1980, and, you know, my father died. I was not happy about it. My prayer was not answered. My father's prayer was, he went to heaven by the grace of God. And the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says. Will not God grant justice to his chosen ones? That's you. That's me. Who cry to him day and night? That's you. That's me. Will he delay long in helping them? No. I tell you, he will quickly grant justice to them. And yet, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? Will he find faith in me? I pray that he will. Will he find faith in you? I pray that he will. I'm going to tell you about faith. I remember when I was first ordained, I was asked to celebrate the Mass at 7 in the morning. And at the end of the Gospel, everybody sat down. They were not ready to hear a little talk. They were ready to continue with the Mass. They wanted to go to work. So I said to them, I'm going to speak today. I won't speak long. But they were kind of grunting, and I'll never forget it. I said, how many of you want your faith to be increased? And they all raised their hands. I said, well, faith comes by hearing the Word of God. That's why I'm going to preach, so that your faith will be increased. And then we went on with the Mass. Oh, yes, we've got to preach. We've got to preach. That's the first ministry of the Church, is not the Eucharist, but to preach the Word of God. And there are so few people that preach the Word of God. We need to preach in season and out of season, when convenient and inconvenient, when we want to and when we don't want to. We need to preach the Word of God, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Chapter 18, verse 9, he also told this parable to some who trusted in themselves. Don't trust in yourself. You're just finite. We need to trust in God, who is infinite, that they were righteous and regarded others with contempt. Listen, if you know who you are, no one will be regarded with contempt. We're all so broken. We're all so needy. We're all so poor. Two men went up to the temple to pray. One a Pharisee, the other a tax collector. Remember, tax collectors were hated. They were Jews working for Rome. The Pharisee, stand by himself, was praying thus, God, I thank you that I am not like other people. Isn't that sad? He didn't even know himself, that he's just like other people. But he says, I am not like other people, thieves and rogues and adulterers, and even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week, count them. I give a tenth of my income. But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even look up to heaven, but was beating his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Which one went home justified? The tax collector. Let's continue. I tell you, this man went down to his home justified, rather than the other, for all who exalt themselves will be humbled, but all who humble themselves will be exalted. Are you in touch with who you are, that you and I can fall so easily unless the grace of God is in our lives every day? It's so easy to fall. It's so easy to be broken. You see, we need to go to God to heal our brokenness, because all of us are the same. We are broken. But we do not tell God, I thank you that I'm not like this person or that person. No. I'm like every person, in absolute need for the presence of God, in absolute need to stand under the cross and be washed by the blood of the Lamb. People were bringing even infants to Jesus that he might touch them. And when the disciples saw it, they sternly ordered them not to do it. But Jesus called for them and said, "Let the little children come to me, and do not stop them, for it is such as these that the kingdom of God belongs. Truly I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it." We need to be children in the presence of God. I'll never forget the first prayer meeting that I went to. Doug Michaud was the leader of the prayer meeting, and he says, "Where two or three were gathered together in my name, there Jesus is." And I knew he believed it. It wasn't just words coming out of his mouth. I knew he believed it. And I started to listen to what was happening in the room. The people's lives were changed by the power of God. They were like little children who accepted Jesus and accepted the power of God, the Holy Spirit. Oh, yes, we need to be like little children. And you know what? Never grow up. Never grow up. I am like a little child in absolute need of the presence of God. I am like a little child in absolute need of the Word of God. I am like a little child in absolute need of the Eucharist and penance. I am one of the little children of God. A certain ruler asked Jesus, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone," because Jesus emptied himself and became a slave. That's why he wasn't saying good to Jesus. "You know the commandments. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not murder. You shall not steal. You shall not bear witness. Honor your father and mother." The young man replied, "I have kept all these since my youth." When Jesus heard this, he said to him, in Mark's gospel, when Jesus heard this, he looked at him with love, "There is still one thing lacking. Go sell all that you own and distribute it to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come and follow me." But when he heard this, he became sad, for he was very rich. Jesus looked at him and said, "How hard it is for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God. Indeed, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." And those who heard it said, "Then who will be saved?" And he replied, "What is impossible for men is possible for God." Oh, yes. I know lots of people that are rich, and they give to the Lord not only their money, but their time and their treasure. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. All things are possible to God. And that means all things are possible to God. What is impossible to men is possible for God. Then Peter said, "Look, we have left our homes. We have followed you." And Jesus said to them, "Truly I tell you, there is no one who has left home or wife or brothers or parents or children for the sake of the kingdom of God who will not get back very much more in this age and in the age to come eternal life." In other words, you're going to get more of what you left. More brothers, more sisters, more mothers, more lands. And Mark says, with persecutions. Oh, yes. We don't want to hear that. We don't want to hear with persecutions. I'm telling you, we need to pray for the persecuted brothers and sisters who are within the world, who will even die today because they love Jesus. Father, I ask that you would give them supernatural grace and supernatural faith so that they would continue to the very end. So that they would continue to the very end. Then he took the 12 aside and said to them, "See, we are going up to Jerusalem. The only way to get to Jerusalem on Mount Zion is you've got to go up. And everything that is written about the Son of Man by the prophets will be accomplished." He bore our wounds and carried our infirmities. All we like sheep have gone astray, and he laid upon him the guilt of us all. Oh yes, that's what the prophet Isaiah says. For he will be handed over to the Gentiles, and he will be mocked and insulted and spat upon. That's exactly what they did to Jesus Christ the Lord. After they have flogged him, they will kill him, and on the third day he will rise again. Amen. But they understood nothing about all these things. They didn't want to understand. They didn't want to understand that he was going to die. Oh no, they blocked it. They blocked it. In fact, what he said was hidden from them, and they did not grasp what he said. They didn't grasp it. But I'm telling you, the greatest thing that Jesus did was the cross and the resurrection. That's the greatest thing. We would all be going to hell if Jesus did not die on the cross for love of us. He shed his blood for you and for me, for sinners, that we might become right with God. Chapter 18, verse 35. As he approached Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside. He was begging. When he heard a crowd coming by, he asked what was happening. They told him, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." Then he shouted, "Jesus, Son of God, Son of David, have pity on me." He shouts because he can't see where Jesus is. "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And those who were in front sternly ordered him to shut up. But he shouted even louder, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stood still and ordered the man to be brought to him. And when he came near, he asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" He said, "Lord, let me see again." Let me see again, that means that he saw it another time. Jesus said to him, "Receive your sight. Your faith has saved you." Immediately, he regained his sight and followed Jesus, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, praised God. Yes, he makes the blind to see and the deaf to hear. He raises the dead. And you know what? He gave the same power to the church. He gives that power at Pentecost. Chapter 19 of Luke. He entered Jericho and was passing through Jericho. A man there named Zacchaeus, he was a chief tax collector and was very rich. He worked for Rome. He was a Jew that worked for Rome, and the Jews hated tax collectors because they were turncoats. He was trying to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd, he could not because he was short in stature. He was tiny. So what does he do? He climbs a sycamore tree. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree to see Jesus because he was going to pass that way. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." So he hurried down and was happy to welcome him. And all who saw it began to grumble and say, "He has gone to be the guest of one who is a sinner." Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Look, half of my possessions, Lord, I will give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will pay back four times as much." Then Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because he too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and save that which was lost." Let me just tell you this. The Son of Man came to seek and save that which was lost. Jesus did not tell Zacchaeus to sell all his goods and give it to the poor. Why? Because Zacchaeus' heart was not in his money. He says, "I'm going to give half away. If I defrauded anyone, I'm going to give them four times as much." Jesus doesn't say, go sell all your things and give to the poor, because he knows Zacchaeus' heart is not in his money. Where's your heart today? Where's my heart today? Oh God, let my heart be in the heart of Jesus. Let my heart be in the heart of Jesus. Let my heart be in the heart of Jesus. Where is your heart today? Where is your heart today? You have to answer that question. You have to answer that question. And as they were listening to this, he went on to tell them a parable, because he was near Jerusalem, because they supposed that the kingdom of God was to appear suddenly. So he said, a nobleman went to a distant country to get royal power for himself and then return. He summoned 10 of his slaves and gave them 10 pounds and said to them, do business with these until I come back. But the citizens of the country hated him and sent a delegation after him saying, we do not want this man to rule over us. Oh God, I want you to rule over me. I want you to rule over this ministry. I want you to rule over the people who listen to me. Oh yes, we do not want anyone else to rule over us but the Lord Jesus Christ, the Father and the Holy Spirit. When he returned, having royal power, he ordered these slaves to whom he had given money to be summoned so that he might find out what he had gained by trading. Let's continue. The first came forward and said, Lord, your pound has made 10 more pounds. He said to him, well done, good servant. Because you have been trustworthy in a very small thing, money, very small thing, take charge of 10 cities filled with people. Then the second came, saying, Lord, your pound has made 5 pounds. He said to him, and you will rule over 5 cities. Then the other one came, saying, Lord, here is your pound back. I wrapped it up in a piece of cloth so that I was afraid of you, because you are a harsh man. You take what you did not deposit and reap what you did not sow. He said to him, I will judge you by your own words, you wicked slave. You knew, did you, that I was a harsh man, taking what I did not deposit and reaping what I did not sow. You knew that's who I was. Why then did you not put my money into a bank, and you would have returned with interest? Ah, he said to the bystanders, take the pound from him and give it to the one who has 10 pounds. And they said, to those who have more, to those who have, more will be given. To those who have nothing, even what they have or what they think they have will be given away. But as for these enemies of mine who did not want me to be king over them, bring them here and slaughter them in my presence. I tell you, I want Jesus to be king over me. I want Jesus to be Lord over me. I want Jesus to be everything over me. How I need Jesus. How I need Jesus. We started in season and out of season by the grace of God. And immediately we went on to WROL after WECE. Immediately. And God has provided the means. We are also in Washington, D.C. We're in Arizona. We are in, I forget. We are in several places. And being there, we preach the Word of God so that people who hear the Word of God would come to believe. Could come to believe. Do you believe today that Jesus will give you more if you give him everything? Do you believe today that Jesus wants you to become like a little child? Do you believe today that you continue to pray and not get discouraged? Do you believe today that God has something for you, for you, for you, for you. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and pitched his tent among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Do you love Jesus today? Then tell him, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I need you, Jesus. I want you, Jesus. I need you, Jesus. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.